Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. Kazakhstan. Have you ever been there before? Do you know any friends who have traveled there before? Well, there are many countries in the world that end with these letters, S-T-A-N, Stan. Carolyn, can you think of any other countries that end with those letters?
Well, a lot of the countries around Kazakhstan all end in S-T-A-N. Let's see, there's Afghanistan.
Okay, Afghanistan.
Pakistan.
Right.
Kyrgyzstan.
Good.
Tajikistan.
Wow, you're good.
Turkmenistan. And Uzbekistan.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of them. I could think of one more, Hayastan. But yes, there are some countries that end with the letters S-T-A-N, which, Carolyn, mean what?
Well, Stan is a Persian word, and it means the place where you stay, or home of something. So a home of a type of people, like the Kazakhs live in Kazakhstan.
That's right. And if you're curious about what Kazakh means, that's independent or a free spirit. So the people that live in Kazakhstan are maybe very independent and free-spirited. Let's learn about this together. Kazakhstan, the land of wonders.
Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. Adventure is waiting for you in this Central Asian country. Kazakhstan, the world's largest landlocked country, may seem like an out-of-the-way destination for tourists. It is. But those who travel to this Central Asian nation are rewarded with great natural beauty. Kazakhstan's snowy peaks, wide deserts, grassy plains, and beautiful lakes beg to be explored. Start your adventure in Kazakhstan's largest city, Almaty, a city with wide, tree-lined streets and numerous parks. Panfilov Park is home to Holy Ascension Cathedral. Although it doesn't look like it, the entire cathedral is made of wood.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In this month's travel article, we'll be traveling to the land of Kazakhstan in Central Asia. Before we continue, let's take a look at our key words for the day. Out of the way. Out of the way is an adjective. It's hard to get to this out-of-the-way place. Peak. Peak is a noun. The mountain peaks are covered with snow. Musical. Musical is an adjective. Allie is very musical. She can play anything on the piano. Sausage. Sausage is a noun. Is that beef or pork sausage? Your more information words are landlocked. Landlocked is an adjective. Holy Ascension Cathedral. Holy Ascension Cathedral is a noun. The Green Bazaar. The Green Bazaar is a noun. Now let's get started with the article.
Well, this sounds like a very interesting place to go. And we read about Kazakhstan that adventure is waiting for you in this Central Asian country. So it is located in Central Asia. And what do we learn about Kazakhstan, Gabe?
All right, well, Kazakhstan, the world's largest landlocked country, may seem like an out-of-the-way destination for tourists. Okay, so that's one thing we learn, is that it's the world's largest landlocked country. That means around this country is nothing but land. It's not surrounded by ocean or anything else. It is landlocked. What else is landlocked in the world, Carolyn?
Well, there are a lot of places that are landlocked. Many of the states in the United States are landlocked. Only a few that are along the coast are near the ocean. Everything else would be considered landlocked.
Okay, or maybe the country of Switzerland, Rwanda. Countries like this are landlocked. Well, this country is the world's largest landlocked country, and it seems kind of out of the way. Let's take a look at that phrase from our word bank. Out of the way. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, if something is out of the way, then it's not really close to anything. Mm-hmm. It's not near any major cities or places that people like to go. And maybe you really have to travel a long time before you arrive there. Kind of like my hometown.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's pretty out of the way.
Okay, so it might be inconvenient to travel there, unless you're going there for that purpose. Okay, well, if it's out of the way, it's inconvenient to get to, but the opposite is on the way. Let's go by my house. It's on the way to the movie theater. Oh, let's not go to my house. It's out of the way. It would take a long time to get there. So now you know how to use the phrase out of the way.
That's right. Or on the way. It's on the way, so it is very convenient. No problem. Well, this country may seem like an out-of-the-way destination for tourists. It is. Very short sentence. It is. But those who travel to this Central Asian nation are rewarded with great natural beauty. Well, I think I might be willing to go there.
I think so, too. I would love to go visit Kazakhstan, especially after reading this lesson. Now, you might be rewarded with great natural beauty. Well, if you go somewhere and it's wonderful, then you are rewarded with that wonder or that beauty. So let's continue. Kazakhstan's snowy peaks, wide deserts, grassy plains, and beautiful lakes beg to be explored. So we're talking here about the snowy peaks. Okay, that's from our word bank. A peak is the top of a mountain.
That's right. So you could say, I can see the peaks in the distance means that you can see the tops of the mountains.
That's right. Okay, or maybe you are driving in your car and sometimes you might go over the peaks. You are going through the mountains and going over the peaks. That can be very exciting. So we're talking about Kazakhstan's snowy peaks. There's snow covering these mountains. And the grassy plains and beautiful lakes, they all beg to be explored. And Carolyn and I want to talk about that phrase, beg to be something. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means that it looks very inviting, that you really want to go and see more of it or do more with it or maybe eat more of it. Mm-hmm. Because you could say, oh, that cake just begs to be eaten. It looks so delicious. I'm going to have to eat it now.
All right, it begs to be eaten. Okay, maybe you're hiking in one of these mountains and you see a trail. That trail begs to be hiked. Let's go explore that trail. So you can use that phrase in different ways. Now, start your adventure in Kazakhstan's largest city, Almaty, a city with wide, tree-lined streets and numerous parks. This city sounds pretty beautiful.
It does sound very beautiful, and here we get to learn a little bit about one of those parks. Pavlov Park is home to Holy Ascension Cathedral. It's home to this cathedral. Let's look at that phrase, for something to be home to it. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means you can find this thing in that place. For example, we learned about the pyramids of Giza earlier this month, right? Well, the pyramids, or Egypt, is home to these pyramids. Or Taipei. Taipei is home to Shuling Night Market. It's one of the best night markets I've ever been to. Taipei is home to this night market.
It is also home to Taipei 101, the very, very tall building 101. Well, it is home to the Holy Ascension Cathedral. And although it doesn't look like it, the entire cathedral is made of wood.
That's right. It is made of wood. Well, let's take a look at that phrase, made of. Actually, Steve and Ken are going to help us with that phrase in the information cloud. And then we'll spend some time with Michelle.
Hey, Steve, that's one huge pencil you've got there. Is it made of wood?
Yeah, it looks like it's made of wood. Ken, what are you eating over there?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Is that made from milk?
Yes, ice cream is made from milk or cream. Hey, Steve, why don't we explain the difference between made of and made from?
That's a good idea, Ken. Friends, if we say a pencil is made of wood, then that means you can still see the wood in the pencil. The wood didn't undergo any physical change.
And my ring is made of silver because the silver that went into making it hasn't changed.
With made from, however, there has been a physical change. For example, wine is made from grapes. You can't see the grapes anymore. They have become wine.
And my ice cream is made from milk. I can't see any milk in it, but I can sure taste it.
So remember, friends, we say made from when the original material can no longer be recognized, like the milk in Ken's ice cream. And we use made of when you can still see the material in the finished product, like the wood in this pencil.
Made of 跟 made from 我们可以来做一个区分，虽然这两个片语都表示用什么做成的，我们必须要看一个东西外形的变化来决定要用哪一个片语。 Made of 的东西呢，是可以看得出原来的材料，也就是它的外形没有改变。一支铅笔是 made of wood， 因为可以看得出那是木头。今天的课文讲到一个大教堂， The entire cathedral is made of wood， 是木头建造而成的。但是换作 wine 葡萄酒，我们必须说那是 made from grapes， 由葡萄制成的，因为我们已经看不见那个里面的葡萄了。冰淇淋是 made from milk， 因为我们看不到里头有牛奶，所以要用 made from。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 landlocked 这个形容词。land 是指陆地， locked 是指被锁起来的，所以 landlocked 是指内陆的，或者是被陆地包围起来的。例如 ，The mountainous landlocked region remained untouched by civilization. 这个多山又被陆地包围起来的区域，仍然未受文明的污染。或者是 The cabin was built beside a landlocked lake. 这个小木屋盖在一个被陆地包围起来的湖旁边。继续我们来看的是 out of the way 这个形容词。out of the way 是指偏僻的。例如 The fugitive hid in an out of the way village. 这个逃犯躲在一个偏僻的村庄里。或者是 It's almost impossible to contact the outside world in this out of the way area. 在这个人迹罕至的地区要跟外界接触几乎是不可能。
Today we're learning about Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. And although this place, this landlocked country, may seem kind of an out-of-the-way place for tourists, that's okay. Actually, there are so many things there that draw people to Kazakhstan. Of course, they have snowy peaks, grassy plains, wide deserts, and lots of other things that beg to be explored. And we were just talking about a big church called the Holy Ascension Cathedral in the city of Almaty. We're going to continue learning about this church right now.
Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. Built between 1904 and 1907, it is one of the largest wooden churches in the world. At the east end of the park stands the Museum of Kazakh Musical Instruments. There you can see and hear a nice collection of traditional Kazakh instruments. Near the park, you'll find the Green Bazaar. Visit it for a real taste of Kazakhstan. Try Kazi, a special kind of horse meat sausage. Horse meat is considered a delicacy in Kazakhstan.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting delicacy to have. I don't know how many people would want to eat it, but we will continue learning about that later. First, let's go back and learn a little bit more about the Holy Ascension Cathedral in the city of Almaty. Built between 1904 and 1907, it is one of the largest wooden churches in the world. And if it's entirely made of wood, that's very impressive.
Yes, it is. And I heard that this church was actually built without any nails. So that is very impressive. It has survived some earthquakes as well, this large wooden church in Almaty. Okay, well, we continue reading here about something else. At the east end of the park stands the Museum of Kazakh Musical Instruments. So if you're a musical person, if you like music, and you like learning about different kinds of instruments, then maybe this is a place for you to visit.
Well, it sounds like a good place for us to go, Gabe. We both like music and musical instruments. Let's look at that word from our word bank, the word musical. Now, if something is musical, that means it is related to music.
That's
so
right.
These instruments are not instruments that a doctor uses.
No.
They're not a tool, but they're something that you play and make music with.
Yes, and of course, you know, many different kinds of musical instruments, guitars, drums, basses, violins, pianos. These are all different kinds of musical instruments. Those are very common instruments, the ones that I just said, but you would find some uncommon ones or very unique ones at this museum in Kazakhstan.
Yes, I'm sure that you would, and I would be very interested to go and visit this Museum of Kazakh Musical Instruments. Well, continuing, there you can see and hear a nice collection of traditional Kazakh instruments. So, not only can you see the instruments on display, but you can also listen to some of them being played.
And that is what I would look forward to, Carolyn. I would, of course, want to see these instruments, but to hear them being played would be a very unique experience. Well, we see a phrase there. It's a nice collection of traditional Kazakh instruments. You could use that phrase in other ways, too. You have a collection of something. For instance, some people have a nice collection of stamps.
Yes, so they have a nice collection, meaning it's not a small one. It's a fairly good size. So to say something is a nice collection means that it's not just good quality, but that there is a good number of it as well.
That's right. So, Carolyn, I think maybe our next trip should be to Kazakhstan. We can go and visit this museum while we're there.
I think that sounds like a great idea, Gabe. Well, talking about this park, so the cathedral that we've just discussed is in Panfilov Park, and we read a little bit more. Near the park, you'll find the Green Bazaar.
The Green Bazaar. Well, why would they name a place the Green Bazaar? Well, a bazaar is a kind of like a place that sells lots of different kinds of things, kind of like a market of sorts. A green bazaar. Well, they called it the Green Bazaar because originally they sold lots of vegetables, which of course are green.
Yes, they are. Well, so you can visit the Green Bazaar and we see what you can enjoy there. Visit it for a real taste of Kazakhstan. So there must be something very special in this bazaar if it's going to be a real taste of this country.
Well, I think our author, Ruth, is kind of having fun here in this sentence. When we see the phrase, you can have a taste of something, that means you can experience it. So you can get a taste of a country's culture. You can experience it. But here she's actually talking about a taste of the things that you can eat in Kazakhstan. Let's continue. Try Kazi, a special kind of horse meat sausage. So you can really get a taste of something special here in Kazakhstan.
That's right. It is horse meat sausage. And sausage is a word from our word bank. Now, a sausage is a kind of meat. It's lots of small chopped up pieces of meat that are all put together into a long tube.
Oh yeah, delicious. I love all kinds of sausage. Well, not all kinds of sausage, but I like lots of different kinds of sausage. And sometimes you might talk about sausage links because it looks like a long tube, and so you have to separate it into small links of sausage, or links of sausage is. Now, here we're talking about horse meat sausage. I'd like to try this. Carolyn, what about you?
I'm not so sure about this, Gabe.
No?
But horse meat is considered a delicacy in Kazakhstan.
All right, it is a delicacy there. So if you're visiting this place, be sure to try some kazi. You'll go crazy. Crazy. Anyway, right now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit. Then we'll visit Michelle in the language lab.
So this is Kazakhstan.
Yes, it's the world's largest landlocked country. Isn't it great?
Well, it seems a little out of the way.
Yes, it is out of the way. But don't worry, we will be rewarded with great natural beauty.
Like what?
Look around. There are snowy mountain peaks, wide deserts, grassy plains, and beautiful lakes all begging to be explored.
Explore me, please. Well, so where should we start our adventure?
Let's begin in Almaty. It's Kazakhstan's largest city. It's got tree-lined streets and numerous parks.
Oh, that sounds nice. What else does Almaty have?
An entire cathedral made of wood. It's the oldest and largest wooden church in the world.
The oldest and largest wooden church.
That's right. And then at one of the parks, there is the Museum of Kazakh Musical Instruments.
A museum of instruments? Oh, now that's music to my ears.
You can see and hear a nice collection of traditional Kazakh instruments.
Well, sounds good.
But before we go, we should start out with a little snack.
Oh, well, now that's a good idea. What do you have in mind?
A special kind of horse meat sausage.
Horse meat sausage? Oh, that's crazy.
No, that's Kazi.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 musical 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 music, 音乐这个名词，所以 musical 是指音乐的，或者是与音乐有关的。例如 ,many musical talents came to participate in the contest. 许多有音乐才华的人都来参加这个比赛。或者是 ,the pianist's musical performance is touching and powerful. 这位钢琴家的音乐演奏既感人又非常的有力量。Musical 也可以当名词，意思是音乐剧或歌舞剧。例如 ,Cats is my favorite musical. 猫是我最喜欢的音乐剧。最后我们看的是 bazaar 这个名词。bazaar 是指市集、市场或者是百货商店。例如 ,you can find lots of fresh local produce in the bazaar. 你可以在市场上找到许多当地新鲜的农产品。或者是 we try to make our way through the open-air bazaar crammed with people. 我们试着从这个人挤人的露天市集挤出去。And let's head back to our program now.
Well, today we've been learning a little bit about the country of Kazakhstan and some of the things that you can see there. It is home to the Holy Ascension Cathedral. And I wonder, Gabe, what is your hometown home to?
What is my hometown home to? Well, I did spend a lot of my childhood in Taichung. Taichung is home to the Taichung Jazz Festival every year.
Wow.
What about you, Carolyn?
Oh, well, that sounds like a pretty good festival.
Yeah, it is.
My hometown is home to the Big Ben Tunnel that was built by John Henry, a very famous person in American folk history.
Interesting.All right. Well, what is your hometown home to? Talk about that in English. And of course, we'll see you next time learning more about Kazakhstan, the land of wonders, right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
Last a lifetime.